Good, all these technical innovations. It's good to be here tonight. Thank you for your welcome. We've come from Strathaven, which is near East Kilbride, about 45 miles away. And it's a great privilege to tell you what God is doing in North Africa and the Middle East through the medium of Christian television broadcasting. This is something which some people think is strange, to have a name SAT7 for a missionary organization, but SAT is just short for satellite. These are used to take the signal from the studios and to send them over thousands of miles. So it's a privilege to tell you about that. We were singing earlier on about how great God is, and then sings my soul, my Savior God, today, how great thou art. It's amazing what God is doing using satellite television to reach many millions of people week by week. We live in a day of mass communications, and fact of the matter is that we use Facebook and Skype and emails and texts by the thousand day by day, and Twitter, and these are used by millions of people. And it may not surprise you that God is actually using this same thing, and we'll hear more about that later on. Many countries no longer have missionaries. They're not allowed to have them. The governments don't stand for missionaries being in certain countries right along North Africa and the Middle East. And so the word of the gospel is not able to be broadcast out to in churches or whatever else where these missionaries may have lived before. So it shouldn't be a surprise to us that God is using this method of television right into individual homes to bring the message of the gospel day by day. Millions of homes can be reached by radio and television, and a number of radio stations are working in that area too, as well as SAT7 broadcasting day by day. In fact, 95% of all homes in North Africa and the Middle East have satellite television sets. I want to read the scriptures first of all before we do any more. Just, if you have your Bibles there, just turn to the end of Matthew's gospel. It's God's will, as you well know, I'm sure, in this church, that all men and all nations should hear the word of the gospel. So let's turn to familiar verses right at the end of Matthew's gospel in the Great Commission. We read in Matthew chapter 28, and we begin reading at verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So the key two words there in that verse 19 are all nations. It's God's will that every nation in the world should hear the message of the gospel. Turn over into Paul's letters, one to the Colossians, a bit further on in the New Testament, Colossians chapter 1, and there's a verse there, verse 6, Colossians 1, verse 6, which says, "All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth." Then another verse from 1 Timothy, if you just turn over to that a few pages further on. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 3. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. "This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Amen. May God bless these verses to us as we listen to this story tonight. Life in the Middle East is far from easy. You probably know that. Sorry, I've gone too far with this. There we are. there's you've probably got a picture in your own mind's eye of what it's like when we see our television screens and you see people rushing around and a lot of uncertainty. The economic climate is poor in many of these countries. If you think of the countries of North Africa like Morocco and Tunisia and Algeria and Libya and Egypt and so on, east into Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, and then north into Syria, very much in the news these days, and up to Turkey. All of these areas and wider than that are covered by the satellite broadcasting from Sat7. In many of these countries, unemployment rates are high, women are not treated very well, and tension and instability are all around. And many folk, because they don't have jobs and they live in fear, stay indoors all the time. And they're indoors much of each day and they look at television a lot and they flick through with their remote control and find different programs. And they find some of the Sat7 programs there. And these are non-violent. They bring a Christian perspective. They bring the message of the gospel to them. And a lot of them, as you'll hear later, have found faith in our Lord Jesus Christ as a result of these programs that are broadcast day by day. There's two approaches by Sat7. First of all, to provide help and in local churches and encourage local fellowships. There are a number of these churches. We'll see that in our first video clip in a moment or two. They're not allowed to openly witness, as you might be in this church, in terms of people round about or houses and other contacts. So the programs are designed to encourage them in their own fellowships. And secondly, to present the gospel message and bring hope to many families in their own homes. And so many more people are being reached than many missionaries could achieve in a lifetime of service on the ground there. One program of half an hour can reach millions of people, and recent results have indicated that over 16 million people are receiving these television and watching these television programs week by week. We're going to look at the first video. You'll see on it various churches, and towards the end of it brings individuals who are acknowledging that these programs have made a difference in their lives. So here we go.
المفتاح المناسب يفتح الأبواب المغلقة.
The countries of the Middle East and North Africa, stretching from Casablanca to Kabul, are more close to the cause of Christ than any in the world. Or so many would say. Yet communities of Christians exist in every nation. These churches now have access to several keys, which are helping them survive and effectively witness to Christ in the 21st century. One important key is satellite television. And when combined with a second key, the unique Sat7 broadcast philosophy, these two keys become extremely effective in opening doors. Satellite TV enables broadcasters to reach over physical and societal restrictions and go directly into homes, even in the most remote locations, and to millions of people who cannot read. Sat7 is a network of four channels: Sat7 Arabic, Sat7 Pars, Sat7 Kids, and Sat7 Turk, all broadcasting in local languages. The Sat7 philosophy enables these channels to be extremely effective in the region. Core values of this philosophy include Christ-centeredness. Sat7 programs strive to show the love of God most dramatically expressed through the life and death of His Son Jesus. Programs such as the many films and documentaries Sat 7 airs about Christ and discipleship programs like the School of Christ help answer viewer questions about Jesus.
Sat 7 pioneered this era in the whole Arab world, and it's a great honor for me personally and for the church to be partners with Sat 7 to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the multitudes of the Arabs around the whole globe.
Sat 7 is local. Sat 7 staffs are made up of more than 100 Middle Easterners, who include Egyptians, Lebanese, Iranians, Turks, and other Middle Eastern nationalities.
It is very important that our programs are produced by Middle Eastern Christians, because Christianity was born in the Middle East. And we know the feelings, we know the hardship, we know the problems, we know the language, we know the culture, we know how to approach people, and we live here. And we are facing the same as Lebanese, we're facing the same problems as maybe a Palestinian or Iraqi or Algerian or Tunisian. So when we give a message of hope, when we give a message of love, it will be out of an experience, and it will be from our heart.
Sat 7 is culturally sensitive. Sat 7 programs tackle difficult issues but never attack another religion. Sat 7's programs also do not go into politics, but do cover how the Bible addresses problems that confront individuals and societies.
Many people we met here in Egypt, in the cafes, on the shopping mall sometimes, and stopping you and said, what you discussed about these topics was very important for us. It gave us a new insight. And what amazed me, and a number of non-Christians whom I met, they give their response about the issues we discussed. So yes, we are challenging society by reflecting on these issues from our Christian perspective.
Sat 7 is inclusive. Sat 7 seeks to be a voice and a platform for the major Christian churches in the region. This demonstration of Christian unity is an important witness to the region.
And I'm very happy because this only the channel gathering all the Christians on Middle East, all the denominations, and introduce many helpful programs.
Sat 7 in the Middle East is a miracle itself. In itself, it is a blessing to all the churches as we serve all the churches.
The Sat 7 staff work hard to create programs that are high quality, attractive, and relevant. Viewers say these programs are life-changing.
Sat 7 is the reason my life changed. I live in Egypt.
I am an admirer of the teaching programs you air on Sat 7 because they help to strengthen our Christian faith.
I've been seeking for such a long time, and I have read many books. As soon as I started to watch your programs on Sat 7 Pars, I knew that this was the truth. Please tell me more about Jesus and how I can accept him into my life.
Hi, Rita and Sat 7. I love you so much and like your program. I learn from all what you say. I learned that I should hold on to Jesus, my God.
I live in Turkey, and I just found the Sat 7 Talk channel. Because of it, my perspective on Christianity has changed. Thank you.
With your help, churches in the Middle East and North Africa can continue to use satellite television and Sat 7 to unlock the hearts of millions of viewers.
So that gives you an idea of what some of the churches are like, some of the studios, some of the feedback, which we'll hear more about later on. This is the map of the distribution of the various channels. The green is the Arabic language group, and then over to the right-hand side, the Farsi language, that's Sat 7 Pars into the old Persian area, Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And then north of that, Turkish language group, Sat7 Turk, being broadcast to the 77 million people that live in Turkey. And they're asking for more time on air these days because they feel they want to hear more about the gospel. That's good, isn't it? So there's more than 70 countries in all, and that represents more than 500 million people. Programs are made by Christian producers and directors. They're local people. They know the culture. They know what to say and what not to say. And there's a wide variety of programs because they're broadcasting round the clock. Now, on three of the channels, Sat7 Arabic, Sat7 Kids, and Sat7 Pars. So there are chat shows and dramas and music. There's special programs for women because women in many of these countries are not very well treated. So the programs of encouragement and advice and help. Then they sometimes record church services and relay these. There are feature films that are dubbed into the Arabic language, and children's shows and Bible teaching and documentaries and other types of programs. There are three languages. The main one is Arabic. Sat7 Pars is broadcast in Farsi, and Sat7 Turk, of course, in the Turkish language. There's a regular known audience of over 16 million people. That's three times the population of Scotland every week, listening and watching these programs and listening to the message there. All of these are helping to meet a tremendous spiritual hunger and to change lives because of the message of the gospel. There's quite a wide range of feedback which we receive every week, which we'll hear about later. And one of the channels for children, Sat7 Kids, is now being watched by over 9 million children watching every week. And they are mainly in Saudi Arabia, 4 million there, and 4 million in Iran, and another 1.7 million in Saudi Arabia, and the rest spread throughout the region, North Africa, etc. Sat7 Kids programs are really quite entertaining and lively. They're quite fun, and they're designed that way to appeal to children. And there's a lot of evidence that the children get alongside the television set and ask their mums and dads to sit down to watch. And most of the feedback that comes from the Sat7 Kids channel is from parents who tell us how much they appreciate the quality of the programs, the fact that they're non-violent, they're entertaining for the children, they bring certain standards, God's standards, of course, and the message of the gospel. So in 4 minutes, we're going to see very briefly, I think, something like 14 kids' programs, and they're coming up now.
Hi, my name is Jade, and I'm one of the hosts on Sat7 Kids. Sat7 Kids is the first and only Arabic Christian TV channel just for kids. Sat7 Kids airs a variety of different programs. Let's take a look at some of them. Kids Cafe is a weekly program where we talk about different topics that interest children. It includes a bouquet of different segments that are designed to be entertaining, educational, and spiritually uplifting. Each segment is carefully presented so that our young viewers feel accepted and loved. Mini Match, where kids complete many kinds of tasks as they try to solve challenges based on biblical stories. We also have a science program called Naji Show, in which Naji uses scientific ideas to explain godly principles. New fun segments are included with the new series, which will start beginning of 2010. One of our most popular programs is Why Is That? With our host, Faisal. He's really funny and answers questions from viewers. His answers are always interesting and they teach us things about God. Let's Sing Together is a program where children can glorify God by learning new songs and enjoying worship through the latest Christian video clips. Fatafit teaches good manners. Alwan is an entertaining program for very little children. During the show, Tiny Tots sing, dance, and listen to new stories, all based on Christian values. Living in the Middle East provides an opportunity to take the children on a ride to historical and geographical places, most of them related to the Apostles' journeys through the program Let's Discover Together. As-Sanabil News works to educate our viewers with the latest news happening in the world around them. Our latest program, A to Z Kids, presents a variety of fun art activities hosted by a puppet and a presenter. We also produce and broadcast many music videos. I love music and so do our viewers. And many of these songs help to teach us Bible verses and important biblical lessons. Of course, we also air many films that children love. Let us not forget animated series, which children are very fond of. Children love Bible stories, and Bedtime Stories with Rita is one program that receives a lot of feedback from our viewers. In winter 2008, we started to air live broadcasts on special holidays. This includes our first ever Christmas live program and an Easter program hosted by Rita, Naji, and Aysam. These live programs received a huge response from viewers.
Hello, me and my.
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mary, hi, Mary. Mary,
Mary. Hi. Hello, hello,
Mary.
Hi, welcome here.
Hi,
Kirillos.
Hi.
Hi. Good to
see you. Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
Another great achievement this year was Sat7 Kids' website. It's attracting many young viewers by engaging games, music, and music videos from our shows and parts of Sat7 Kids' downloads. Join us at www.sat7kids.com. Sat7 Kids' team is currently preparing for new future programs. Rita's Corner, a pure spiritual program. English for You, which will help children learn the basics of the English language. Smile of a Child. As the title indicates, it intends to replace their tears with a smile by obeying the commandment of our Lord. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. Before I let you go, let me share with you a heartfelt response from one of our viewers. You are not only producing programs to entertain our kids, but you are also sowing good seeds that make heroes out of them and arrows in the hand of the Almighty. God be with you and take you from glory to glory. Thank you so much for praying for us and all the other people who make programs that air on Sat7 Kids. Please also pray that our millions of young viewers will receive all that they need to grow into adults who will love and walk with the Lord all the days of their lives. Thank you, and God bless you all.
So that gives you an idea of what the kids' programs are like. And many of these youngsters and children are giving their lives over to God in faith. And some of the feedback is quite clear about that. They have their own website. It's interesting to read some of the comments that they write on there from week to week. Studios now are in Cairo. That's the main studio, employing about 65 people. Just a few of these receive a salary. Most of them are volunteers. There are two in Cyprus, one in Nicosia and one in Limassol and one in Istanbul. Some of the programs complement the work of Open Doors. We hear a lot these days about the persecution of Christians in so many countries in the world. Some of the programs are designed to encourage these dear folk as their lives are under pressure and their homes and churches are being attacked. So many of these people live in fear, and some of the programs are directed to them to try and give them encouragement from the Word of God. There's a need all the time to be sensitive, particularly with the changing situations and the violence, particularly Syria. That's an area which needs much prayer, as you probably well know from our own television programs. This Arab Spring has brought freedom, but it's brought a lot of other problems as well. And then there is a expansion into social networking. There's plans afoot to create programs that would be available on Facebook and on Twitter, and within a year or two you'll be able to look at your wristwatch and get a short 4-minute program from that, so they tell me. So we have a network of 5 TV channels now. We've actually launched another one in January 2011. You can see the history of things there. We won't dwell on that, but God is blessing this work over the years that it's been going, since the first 2-hour program was launched in May 1996. It's important to get feedback on that when we're spending so much money. It's not cheap to run 5 television programs. It's quite an expensive business, but it's very cost effective. One family can view programs for almost a year for £1. Just think of that. So Jeanette is going to bring to us some feedback and some comments that we've received, and you'll see from her reading of these that this is getting through to people and they're responding and giving their hearts to the Lord in faith. Okay.
First one is just a short message from someone in Iran. And Iran has 66 million people and 98% are Muslim. And this was someone writing to say, I am calling on behalf of our house group. We are 10 to 15 Christians all together. We were recently caught by the authorities and cannot enjoy fellowship anymore. Please pray for us to be able to meet again. At the moment, your programs are the only fellowship we have. And then someone in the Holy Land wrote, a few weeks ago, I saw your broadcast for the first time and was very surprised. I realized how far my life is from Jesus. Through your channel, I've realized that everything I own in this life is worth nothing if I do not have God in my life. Please pray for me to find the way to Jesus. And then someone from Libya, my friend has a satellite dish and has been corresponding with you. I've noticed a big change in his personality, great happiness and peace in his soul. He tried to explain what happened, but I understood nothing other than that he now believes in Jesus. That is why I am writing to you. I am eager to know more about the Christian faith and about Jesus. And then a young lad from Morocco wrote, I thank God for Sat7's ministry. When I was 15, I started watching Sat7's programs and they led me to Christ. I am now a Christian and have accepted Jesus as my personal saviour. May the Lord richly bless you and use you to lead many to Christ to be saved from darkness. And then just lastly, another short one from a 22-year-old student in Tunisia. I have watched today for the first time a program about repentance. I burst into tears when I heard that people cannot atone for their own sins. Are all my attempts useless? I look forward to receiving your answer.
Thank you, Jeanette. That's just a very few comments. We get hundreds of them every week by text or by email or by letters or by phone calls. And this medium of television broadcasting is making such a difference in the lives of these people throughout North Africa and the Middle East. We appreciate the time here tonight. Thank you for having us. We would ask you to do 3 things. We would ask you to pray for this work. It's important. It's tight these days in terms of the meeting the costs that are involved in it, obviously, so pray that the necessary finance will be available. Tell some other people about it. Tell some folk that are not here tonight. Just tell them about Sat7. Sat7 stands for satellite broadcasting 7 days a week now. It used to be 7 because the number seven is used in the Bible quite a bit. But it's got a dual meaning now, 7 days a week and three of the channels 24/7 round the clock. Please help yourself. Have a read at the brochures and pamphlets on the table. We've brought quite a lot of things for you to take away. Please just do that. There's also a sheet there if you'd like to have regular news either to your home address by mail or by email. Just please put your name and details down there and I'll send them off to the office tomorrow. I want to finish with just one verse from Matthew 24. We're living in the last days. There's no doubt about that as we see all that's happening around us. We may just listen to the news or watch the news on our own television sets. There are problems with nations rising up against nations. It says that in that chapter. When we think of the tsunamis and floods and droughts in other parts of the world, God is still allowing his day of grace to run, but I feel sure, and I'm sure you would agree with me, that we're in the last days. And it says there in verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. The Lord Jesus is going to be coming back soon, perhaps sooner than what we expect. And God is using this method to reach as many people as possible with the word of the gospel through television broadcasting. Thank you so much for having us here. Please help yourselves if we have a cup of tea to some of these leaflets, and that's good. Back to you. Oh, I didn't, that's right. The final thing, my wife is always on hand to help me with this. A date for your diary is the 25th of July over at the Faith Mission College, not far from here. You would be our first invitees to that, which is good. It's just been arranged. One of the directors of SAT7 PARS is going to be here to tell us a fair bit more about that and bring us up to date with what's happening in Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan. So she will be there on Thursday, the 25th of July, at the Faith Mission College. Perhaps you can put that in the church bulletin and invite a number of other folk to come that evening. And we'll tell you that I think it's 7:30, but we can let you know that before that happens. Thank you so much.